Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Dog Who Knew Too Much by Krista Davis. Narrated by Elise Arsenault. A dog is the only thing on earth that loves you more than he loves himself. Josh Billings. 1. Most cats would have fled from all the barking and yipping. But Twinkletoes, my long-haired calico, took it in stride. She sat on top of the desk in the main lobby of the Sugar Maple Inn and yawned as if the commotion was perfectly normal. A caramel spot and a chocolate spot on top of her head looked like she had shoved sunglasses above her brow. Her green eyes almost glowed as she peered at me. "You're very brave," I whispered to her. She mewed and rubbed her head against my hand, twisting as if she wanted to make the most of being stroked. My grandmother, Liesl Miller, whom I called Oma, German for grandma, joined me in the main lobby, where the grand staircase led up to the rooms. It was the hub of the inn, where guests gathered to eat in the dining area or to lounge in the dogwood room, which wasn't actually a room. It was all one large open space, divided by the grand staircase. Opposite the stairs was the front door, which led out to a covered porch, and beyond that, the town of Wagtail. In the accent that I found charming, but she wished to lose, Oma said, "It is Pippin Mania. I have never seen such a thing." I guess they're not exaggerating when they call Pippin America's favorite dog.